Well, does anybody know what month it is? What month is it? It's October, right. And what happens at the end of October? What happens? Halloween! And everyone gets dressed up, and you get to dress as your favorite thing, right? Last year I dressed up as Tron. Did you guys ever see? Probably not. Anyway, okay, well, and on Halloween, when you go to people's houses, is there anything besides candy on their front porch that you put a candle in, and sometimes you carve it? What is it? What is it? A jack-o'-lantern. And what's a jack-o'-lantern made of? It's a pumpkin, right? Okay, well, today I have a story about two boys who used a pumpkin for something other than a jack-o'-lantern. Okay, so there were two boys, and they were sitting on a riverbank, and they were watching all these ducks go by. And one said to the other, "We should catch those ducks." And the other one said, "How are we going to do that?" So the next day, they took two pumpkins, and they put them where the ducks were feeding. And at first, the ducks were like, "Nah, that's kind of weird. We should stay away from them." But then after a while, the ducks were like, "Okay, they're pumpkins. They're cool." And then the boy said, "Well, what are we going to do next?" And the first boy said, "I know." And so the next day, they took two pumpkins and carved a hole out of the top and two circles for their eyes and put them on upside down over their heads. And they went into the water and they snuck up on the ducks with their pumpkin heads because the ducks were already used to the pumpkins, right? Right. So anyway, then the boys caught the ducks and they said, "Yeah, we finally caught our ducks and we used our pumpkins for that." So the story has to do with sin. So does anyone know what sin is? Does anyone know? So sin is something that we hear about a lot, but sin is something that we do that separates us from God. And that can be anything. So God is perfect and God is always good, but are people always good? No way. People are not always good. So sin is anything that we do that separates us from God, who is always good. So the story has to do with sin because, like the ducks, we are like the ducks. And sin is always around us. And the sin in the story kind of has to do with the pumpkins. So the ducks got really used to the pumpkins, right? And then the boys put those pumpkins on their heads and they took the ducks. So we have to be careful. And we have to make sure that we're always asking God for help and to help us be good. Because he's always good and we can always rely on God. Yeah? You guys believe that? Yeah? Okay. All right. Well, so this week, I want you guys to think about ways that when you think that, "Oh man, I really want to be really mean to my brother. I really want to say something mean or not listen to my parents." I want you to think, "Okay, God, I'm going to pray to you right now, and I'm going to ask you to help me be good this week because you're always good and I can always count on you." Okay? So we're going to say a quick prayer, and then we're going to pick up the offering, and then you guys get to go to children's church. Okay? Yay! All right, so let's bow our heads. Okay, Jesus, thank you so much that you are always good and that we can always rely on you. Father, I pray that this week that you would bless these children here and the ones who are not here as well, and that you would help each of us to be good, and that we would constantly be reminded that you can always come and help us whenever we need it. In your name I pray, amen.